to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, just breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen building our businesses from home, you know, that we're just dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And I am very excited to be sharing a small little series that we are going to be doing with some of the contributors to an amazing book that is out there right now for you.
The Ultimate Guide to Self-Healing Techniques is a collection of powerful, holistic practices and tools you can do at home. You'll learn from 25 holistic health experts who specialize in unique modalities for peak mind, body, soul, health, and wellness. The authors share themselves, their authentic stories, and their passions, as well as teaching transformative self-treatment techniques and practices that address physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Most self-treatment books concentrate on only one modality, and you have in your hands here a powerful toolkit and a rare find. The collaborative energy, effort, intention of love from over 24 practitioners and healers who've made their lives about helping people like you thrive. You'll experience healing when you practice the tools with their patient guidance, but don't be surprised when you feel that even more as you read and really deeply resonate with their stories. Laura DeFranco is the catalyst to all of this going on, and she's the owner of the Brave Healer Productions, where she helps you share your story, build your business, and change the world. With 3 decades of expertise in holistic badassness, she is just an amazing champion for entrepreneurs who want to grow their health-based practices. Her book publishing services, writing workshops, business strategy sessions, and online writing clubs are just some of the ways she helps talented professionals maximize their professional impact. The other 3 authors that we're going to be sharing are Hermali Vora, Shelley Astroff, and Isabella Adamus. But we're going to start with Laura, because Laura, I want to bring you in here. Just share with us how this amazing book was born.
Thank you. Thanks for having all of us. That was quite a mouthful. Oh, my goodness. I love hearing that description read back to me. You know, sometimes, like, when it's out loud, it's real. And thank you. I enjoyed that. I woke up on March 20th, a couple weeks after the reality of my physical therapy practice closing down because of COVID. And I had an idea. I had had it in my mind for a few years, but kind of never really followed through. I had wanted to do a collaborative book for a really long time. And I just never got it together. But that morning, there was something way bigger than me driving the bus that day. And I went and typed in a little note to a Facebook group that I have with the ladies who've taken a class with me. And I said, hey, gals, you know, who wants to do this? You know, the world needs to understand how to heal at home right now, and we can really help them. And in 48 hours, I had all 24 yeses, and in 5 weeks, that book was born onto Amazon for people to purchase.
That's true.
Like, it's a small miracle, seriously.
Well, but it just goes to show you, when the universe has everything aligned,
Yes, exactly.
You know, sometimes it's supposed to be that easy. I have to ask, why holistic? And I think that there's more and more of a push towards holistic healing, but I don't think a lot of people even understand what it is. So,
yeah,
really, why?
It's important. And I think people are getting on board with this because they understand, you know, as a physical therapist, you would come and you would have maybe a back pain and, you know, the PT would look at your back and figure things out there. But if they don't look at the entire body, that's one way to think about holistic, then they might be missing pieces that could be contributing. And people walk away with kind of temporary results when their whole system isn't taken into consideration. That's one way holistic is important. But the mind-body-soul aspect, integrating all the parts of a whole human being. If I never asked you questions about your life, your stress, you know, didn't really know that you might have lost your job that week or lost a loved one or had a fight with your spouse, then I'm also going to be missing a piece of the pie that could greatly help you heal. And so holistic in that respect, really understanding what the person is going through is really important. And integrating all of those parts together, that's authentic healing.
What do you feel is the most important thing you do for your client as a healer?
You know, to empower them really is it. And what I mean by that is we all have an inner healer, an inner guide, an intuition that can lead us toward what we need for that peak holistic health. So if we as a healer can empower you to understand that you've got what it takes and we teach you, you know, we're not here. Healers don't even like the term healer because they know it's really about facilitating a process in you as a healer, your own healer. And so when we do that for you, when the light bulb goes off and you realize that you can know what to do to help yourself, that is a big deal. We healers love to do that for people. And really, it's really about empowering them.
I so applaud the work that you're doing. And I want to shift over and talk with Hamali right now because mindful eating. Let's face it, right now everybody's talking about the COVID weight they're putting on and this and that and blah, blah, blah. For myself, I've started walking anywhere between 2 and 5 hours a day. But I want to talk about what you do. And for everybody, a little background. Hamali Vora is the owner of HV Health and Wellness LLC, and she has 20 years of experience in physical therapy and energy healing. She guides you in healing chronic illnesses, pain, traumas, anxiety, depression, grief, and helps your spiritual journey using myofascial release, Reiki, and integrative nutrition. So I want to talk about what mindful eating is all about.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. Mindful eating is really another word for meditation, and it just leans towards more of an active state. And, you know, when you do mindful eating, it suggests that in order to, it just connects you with what you're doing in that moment and supports your general well-being. So really, you know, mindful eating, you can start with, you know, practicing just once a week and it's sufficient for you. It's really asking yourself, you know, sitting in a quiet place, sitting down and eating. You know, as a mom, personally, I know I used to work full-time, running around, pickups, drop-offs, activities. You're always constantly on the go, and you're standing and just shoving whatever food because you're hungry at the time. And so this kind of puts a pause to whatever you're doing and really taking in. And, you know that your brain, it takes 20 minutes for your brain to know whether you're full or not, you know. So really, to ask all these questions, are you satisfied? Do you even know whether you know the difference between satisfaction or full, you know, being full, what does that mean? And how is your body? So it's just being, just gives that more attention to what you're doing.
What are the important benefits of that, of taking that time?
Yeah, so some of the things, you know, you reduce your stress. You're in a calmer position. You're more aware of what's happening. You actually increase, you know, you actually enjoy your food, and you're not feeling guilty of eating what you're eating. You make better choices in what you eat, so you lose weight doing that. You less binge eat, and just let's face it, we all are, you know, mostly all of us are emotional eaters, and especially with COVID-19, we're at home, or we are binge watching Netflix, and you know you don't realize you're not. You just keep eating because you're bored. You don't know what to do. Sometimes even thirst presents as you're hungry. So maybe you're thirsty and not really hungry. So just being that, you know, you kind of control the food doesn't control you. You are controlling that. And just kind of enjoying the moment and savoring every bite.
You know, it's funny. I, being a mom, you know, and you were talking about it. I always sat down, but, you know, by the time I got everybody fit, you know, settled and finished, I was wolfing down my food. And then yeah. I went to Europe for 2 weeks. And mm-hmm. it was so amazing to sit at a restaurant, because here in the United States, they're trying to turn over your table like that because they want another person in. In Europe, yeah. they're expecting you to sit for 2 or 3 hours. You know, they give you 10 or 15 minutes between courses so you can yeah. digest and talk and have a glass of wine. And so I made the commitment to myself that if it took me 25 minutes to make something for myself to eat, it was going to take me 50 minutes to eat it. And I doubled whatever that time was. And it's so funny because I only have one friend who's a slow eater like me. And I don't care. I will be at a family table. Everybody's done. Dishes are washed. I'm still eating my dinner. And they're like, geez, you're still eating? I'm like, yeah. They're like, how many helpings have you had? I was like, this is my first helping. I'm just enjoying my food. And so I applaud that you're doing that, because I think that we are a fast food society that forgets to sit and enjoy, yeah. especially with all the stresses that are going on now. We tend to take food and make that comfort choice as opposed to what's healthy for us choice. How do you work with that when people are dealing with that?
Mm-hmm. And it's very important to know that, make sure you don't feel guilty about all these things, and kind of slow down. Do things one step at a time. And that's how I work with people. It's like they think that I'm going to come in, I'm going to throw out everything from their pantry. You know, I do health food store tours and pantry cleanup and things like that. But that's only when the client is ready. And it's about one step at a time. It's about adding in and not really deleting things. And it's not about, you have to recognize that what is hurting you. You're the only one who will know what is going on with your body. Is this food causing inflammation in your body? Is this food... And I'll give you an example. Some of the herbs that are really good for you, or seeds that are really good for you, for example, fennel seed. It's supposed to be very cooling for you. It's really helpful for your digestive system. And I've eaten that since I was a little baby. Probably when I was born, you know, my mom made water from fennel seed and dill, but I am allergic to it. And my mouth, I will have blisters in my mouth if I eat that.
Oh.
We eat that in Indian community, we eat that as a mint, you know, after food, we kind of chew on this so that chewing action also helps your digestive system start working. So not every food is good for everyone. So I know we get on this bandwagon of all these different health food diets and things that we want to follow just so we can lose weight, because the society has told you that you're getting so fat, or it is not good for you, or you need this protein. I'm a vegan, and I get my protein, you know, from my food that I eat, the plants and things, but just one step at a time. And, you know, it's just taking out the processed food. And, you know, when people say, oh, I'm going to have a couple of cheat days or weekend cheat, but who are you cheating, you know? So it's okay. So don't, you know, just to make yourself feel comfortable, you kind of word it as a cheat day, but it's okay, you know. The greatest thing is this fear and guilt and shame that we have, that we need to take that out.
On that note, we are going to take a quick break and say thank you to our sponsors, and we'll be back here in just a moment on Word of Mom Radio.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
From the beach to a ball game, from your office to a locker, StadiumBags.com has the clear bags for you. Don't let our name fool you. We are not just for sports fans.
The great thing about our bags is, yes, they meet the size requirements for pro and college sports. More importantly, they have the quality, versatility, and style that will stand up to years of use. You can feel free to clean your bags with the solvents that are going to keep the germs away from your home and your personal belongings and still make safety and convenience coexist. So find us at stadiumbags.com. You'll see why we are your clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag. And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. We are talking with four of the contributors in the Ultimate Guide to Self-Healing Technique. And I want to share Shelley Astroff. She is the author of the Knower Curriculum. With 4 decades in association with a meditation master in the Himalayas of India, she offers a unique perspective on meditation and growth of awareness. She'll help you get grounded in self-awareness and connect your inner guidance, the knower. I am very curious, so I really want to know more about knower meditation. So, Shelley, welcome in to this conversation.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much, and thank you for having all of us. Knower meditation is it's quite unique in that what you do is it's very, very, very simple. You close your eyes and you watch your mind, which is always having thoughts that change. And then there is that part of you that if you can flip and you can watch, who is that you who is watching the thoughts that change? And the one that's watching is your authentic self, and its name is Knower, because it's that inside of you that always knows. Because if you think about, you know, when you were just little, when you were born, and then when you were just a young child, and then as you grew up, all the memories that you had, when you look at the pictures of yourself as a three-year-old, and then as a teenager, and then as you became an adult, those pictures have all changed. Your personality has changed, your ideas have changed, but the one who knows that that is you throughout all the changes, that is your authentic you, that is the knower. And when you get in touch with that part of, well, it's that essential nature, then you're grounded in where your authenticity is. And that place is always filled with delight and intelligence, and that gives you the opportunity to watch the changes of your mind and of your life. And so whatever comes in front of you, you actually have a chance to see different perspectives. So whatever choices you have to make, you will make them with a kind of broader base, and you can see from other people's perspective as well, and you can choose with kindness and compassion for yourself. So it's more than just closing your eyes. It's a kind of recipe for a very healthy and happy choice of life.
I love that, and I love the kindness and compassion for yourself. So talk a little bit about meditation for children that you share.
Sure. I when I was teaching elementary school, I introduced meditation, and this was in the 70s. And what I found was that just in our short meditations, we would do it 3 days a week. And we would see, I did it with the school psychologist, and we used to monitor what would happen after our meditations and on the days that we didn't meditate. And interestingly enough, the children were, they were very receptive. And I remember finding that when they would be quite quiet inside. And so I remember introducing penmanship at that time. It kind of brought them out of meditation with a kind of concentration into their sort of waking state. But what would happen as a result of that kind of concentration was they became very attentive to their studies. Things kind of came faster to them because they were more relaxed, and they were less, they weren't thinking about, you know, who did what to them. They were actually focused on what was happening in the moment of class. So they actually did really well in their studies. So I used to laugh with my principal, and I'd just say, you know, I think that meditation's making our kids smarter.
You know what? I would agree with you. I absolutely would agree with you. I think when kids are given that opportunity, my grandsons too, and
you know, I'll massage him. He'll sit with me and Mimi will give him his massage. And, you know, his mom does it too. I used to do massage therapy with my children. And I tell him, it's like, breathe with Mimi, come on, you know, and just sit with him.
Yeah.
And I do. I think that it's a wonderful thing to give our kids the opportunity to tune into themselves like that. And now I want to keep talking with you, but I'm going to bring Isabella in, because Isabella Adamus is a holistic physical therapist with over 29 years of experience and an expert level John F. Barnes myofascial release practitioner. She is the owner of Holistic Therapies, where she works with individuals to help them to transform chronic pain and to promote authentic healing and restoration of peak function and well-being. So, Isabella, welcome in. And I want to ask you, I'm going to jump right off that diving board. So what is your definition of optimal health?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me and everybody else here. So optimal health is, again, as we mentioned before, more holistic approach to understanding who you really are. So myofascial release made tremendous impact both on my personal and professional life. I originally injured my hip and had a hip surgery and developed a lot of different symptoms. And that is how I found myofascial release. And through this work, as I was being treated first, not only I was unraveling some of the restriction within the connective tissue. So imagine that, you know, I had a hip surgery, and the body has the tendency to hug the lesion. So even that the surgery was successful, the connective tissue, which runs in our body from our toes all the way up to the head, all the way down to the cellular level, as a protective mechanism, starts tightening up and over time creates, if it's not treated, more restrictions up the chain. So 3 years after my hip surgery, I developed some bladder issue, I developed some shoulder issue, neck issue, and headache. So in a traditional way, you go to the doctor, it may look like these are all non-related and separate issues and diagnoses, and you are sent to different practitioners, when in reality, my connective tissue after the surgery started tightening down. What we are also finding that through the fascia, through the microtubes of fascia, actually our energy and information and consciousness flows. So this is additional beauty of this work. When we fully connect, we can start helping people to feel themselves on a much deeper level. So for example, with my hip surgery, not only did it have some physical restriction, but what I was going through at the time emotionally, what kind of impact it had on my life, on my profession, all those thoughts and feelings, which are vibration, which is energy, was kind of tightened down in that whole area. So with this work, somebody works on us and we start kind of sensing and feeling our physical body. We may be becoming aware of our emotions and our thoughts and perceptions and beliefs. And that's what I found so beautiful, because that's where we can choose. We can choose something that is more nurturing. And that's what I call the optimal healing, that it's not only we releasing and realigning and opening the physical body, but we can choose our thought patterns and release some old emotions which may be related to that original injury or surgery. And we can sort of upgrade not only our physical body but our emotional body and choose what is more nurturing and more fulfilling to our life and our future.
You know, I have to say that this is the first time I had ever heard of myofascial release. Out of all of the different things that the book touched on and talked about and everything else, and I'm so curious about it, you know, and the power behind it.
Yes, it is. And especially, I was just thinking, you know, ladies who, you know, when we have children and we may have a C-section, the scar tissue is another
part that creates restriction. I treat a lot of ladies who may have a neck pain, and that's usually the first thing I ask. I said, did you have any surgery? Do you have any scar tissues? Oh, yeah, I have a 2 C-sections, right? So when we look at that, you know, the scar tissue, you know, cuts and goes deeper into the tissue, and just because the fascia, it's one continuous connective tissue, that scar tissue over time kind of builds up and changes the alignment and position of the pelvis, which creates restrictions all the way up towards the spine. So many ladies who had a C-section may develop other symptoms in the neck, in the shoulders, and it's really important to, you know, work on those areas just to balance and open up the connective tissue.
So interesting, and I wish this interview could keep going and going, but as we're wrapping up, I'm going to work backwards. So we're going to start with you, Isabella. Please share what you'd like to leave our listeners with and how they can get in touch with you.
I work with a lot of people with chronic pain who had pain for 20, 30 years. This work is truly, truly beneficial, and for me, it's just really a pleasure to give people different tools, new tools that they haven't heard about before, so they don't have to live with a chronic pain. It really can be resolved with a new information, with tools, and they can, I am actually on the south side of Chicago, and they can find me on a website, holistictherapeutics.com with W, or it's short WHL-T.com.
Excellent. Thank you. Shelley, what would you like to leave our listeners with, and please let them know how to reach you?
All right. I'd like to say that if ever you think about meditation, you should just think that you don't have to change anything in your life. Just add the knower, add meditation. It'll all take care of itself. And I have a website called The Knower Curriculum. It's knower.ca, and I can be reached at email. It's Shelley, Shelley, at knower.ca.
Thank you. Himalaya, share with us a last thought and how we can find you.
So with mindful eating, I just want everyone to know that when I help people around food, I just want them to kind of tune in with themselves, slow down a little bit, have a date with their food, you know, have a better relationship with food, and finding out what works for you and what doesn't work for you. Be kind and gentle with yourself. And the way to reach me is my website is www.himalivora.com, and it's H-E-M-A-L-I-V as Victor, O-R-A.com.
And Laura DeFranco, I want to close out with you. Congratulations, really. I'm so impressed that this is a thought that manifested and you made this all happen so quickly with the help of all of these remarkable women. So what would you like to share as we close out and let everybody know how to find you?
Well, so listeners, your words will change the world when you're brave enough to share them. So I want you to remember to share your gifts out loud. And I'm going to leave you with a question. What if there's something you haven't learned yet that could change everything? You guys can find me at bravehealer.com.
I thank you all for coming together, creating this phenomenal book, giving people all of this insight into the things that we have already, and just finding those ways to reach within and let them out. And I love what you said, Laura, that your words will change the world when you're brave enough to share them. Thank you for that.
Thanks.
And for all of you tuning in, all of these links will be live on the show. There'll be a live link to be able to grab a copy of this book, which you are going to want. And for all of us here on Word of Mom Radio at the Word of Mom Media Network, I thank you, the four of you, for coming and sharing with us. We'd love to have you back. And, you know, because each one of the modalities that you are working with are things that people can really transform themselves with. So I thank you for them. And all of us, we look forward to next time. We're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. So until then, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.